All right, everybody, it's time for another Board Game Briefing. I'm Jeff Anderson with Boardroom Gamer. Let's go! All the world's a canvas when you're an artist, especially when you're a stained glass artist. Today's Board Game Briefing, we talk about Sagrada. Sagrada is a dice rolling, dice drafting, and dice placing game where the idea is to craft a beautiful stained glass window. Thematically, the dice represent glass pieces of the window, and the number of pips on the dice represent the shade of that color. The way to win this game is by following the three public objective cards for dice placement, as well as a private objective dealt to each player and kept secret. Everyone is also dealt two window pattern cards. Each of these pattern cards has a different pattern on both sides of the card. Each player then chooses a pattern to use for the game and slips it into their window frame board. A window pattern card will contain blank white spaces, spaces with specific colors, and spaces with specific number of pips shown on a gray die. The spaces with specific colors must be filled in with a die of that color only. While the spaces with pips can be any color, they must have the exact number of pips on the die face. The white spaces can contain any color or number, assuming there's not a matching color adjacent already. The game takes place over 10 rounds, where the first player rolls a number of dice equal to the number of players times 2 plus 1 extra die, 7 in the case of a 3-player game. Then that player chooses one die, as does player 2. Then player 3 in this case chooses 2 dice, then offers the remaining dice back to player 2, and the last of the dice go back to player 1. The leftover die or dice are placed on the round track, covering the space for the current round. These may have an effect on scores later. Once the dice are drafted, players begin placing their dice into the window frames in qualifying spaces. At the end of the 10th round, you'll add up all the points from various objective cards, and whoever has the most points wins. Watch out for leaving empty spaces in your window. They'll subtract 1 point per empty slot. Sagrada is such a quick and easy fun game. Although it's a lot of die rolling, there are a lot of mechanics in the game that can limit or mitigate the issues of randomness. Is randomness a word? Well, autocorrect didn't correct it, so it must be, right? Whew, crazy tangent. Anyway, back on track. 3, 2, 1. Sagrada, dice, stained glass windows. If you have a friend in your game group with this and you've yet to try it, ask them to bring it out and give it a shot. You won't regret playing Sagrada. Today's Board Game Briefing. Sounds and music provided by JMR Sounds. Visit jmrsounds.com for your custom audio experience.